players report tomorrow, right? Is tomorrow the day they have to be here?
Yeah, tomorrow are physicals. Saturday is testing. We're going to train, hopefully, at America's First at 11 o'clock on Sunday. Just a little possession, a little bit of fun, and then we head out on Monday.
From what you learned last year, preseason, what are you hoping to get more out of it this year, or are you pleased with the way it went last year and just pretty much the same?
Well, I mean, we started off 12 games unbeaten last year, so the preseason was pretty good. Again, with the sports science department, making sure we're getting everything we can out of the players, but not overdoing it. And so we can learn to actually push harder in certain circumstances and then pull back in some others. So hopefully this after we get all the results from the testing, it's going to really be able to – we're going to be able to amp it up when we can.
To get your take on the CBA talks, I think they're starting to not look so good. And you've been on the player side of it before.
Sure.
And I know you don't want to say anything that'll get you in trouble, but I'm just wondering. I mean, are you worried that something?
I'm not worried at all. You know, I mean, I know the players have their needs and concerns, and the owners have their needs and concerns. There's extremely smart people that are handling this. And I really have no worries at all that they'll come together and really come together for what's best for their needs and for the league. And at the end of the day, nothing changes for my preparation. You know, I mean, I'm preparing our first game is away in Portland. And if that doesn't happen, we start preparing for our home opener. nothing really changes for me. It's just preparing the players and making sure they're ready.
What's the biggest thing you've learned from a year ago to now as a head coach?
That I can't cut my own grass anymore. I have to get somebody to cut my grass because I don't have any time. The list is long. I feel I did some things very good, and I thought the communication between myself and the players was very good. I thought that our team performed well throughout the year. Obviously, there was a lot of things we had to manage with the World Cup and things like that. So that was a valuable experience for myself and having to deal with that. There's just going to be even more hurdles this year with Champions League and actually dealing with problems with the Monarchs as well. There's going to be a lot of first time things, but I lean on my staff for a lot of that, and ownership has been extremely supportive, and just continuing to strive to get better in every area, even the areas that I feel I'm strong at.
But how exciting is it at the same time to know that you are going to be in these other competitions as well?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously when you're preparing for MLS teams, you start to know their tendencies and what they eat for breakfast and every single player on their roster. So it is exciting to prepare for different styles, different conditions, different atmospheres, playing services, whatever it is, it's exciting and that brings excitement to the team as well. And I'm always looking for ways to make sure that the players are motivated.
How's your Spanish coming along?
It's good. I mean,
on the road to Mexico.
It's bueno. No, it's good. I went on vacation to Mexico, picked up a few more cervezas. I can communicate with the Spanish guys. Obviously, I can, do their taxes for them. My Spanish is pretty good.
A serious question. How does that, just with travel concerns and that kind of thing. That's a little bit off the field, but still something that you kind of had to worry about.
Without a doubt. That's a huge part. A lot of it goes to the sports science department. It goes back to preparing, and then even more important, having a deep team. And even though we get younger, I still think we're extremely deep with experience, whether it's with the youth national teams, whether it's games with the Monarchs. I'm really excited where our roster's at for having to deal with those issues.
I know you mentioned even before the end of last year that you were thinking about experimenting going away from the diamond. Did that conversation or with yourself change at all through the off season? I mean, was there a decision?
No, I just think you look at our roster, it's evolving. you know, where if you have a lot of midfielders, you play a midfield formation. You know, I think we have a few less midfielders this year, a few more forwards. We have some very we've added some speed in the back. So I think, you know, the roster is evolving. We've planned that. But we also planned it knowing what was going to happen during the expansion draft.
Did you foresee this much change happening in such a short amount of time? I mean, I know everyone figured with the expansion draft there was a possibility, but to lose that many guys and to lose Garth, I mean, I would imagine that's a...
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously to lose Garth, that hits hard. I think Craig's doing a great job. He's hitting the ground running. He's eager to learn. Him and I, like Bill said, have a great relationship, and he's got a relationship with the players. That's also an important part of that job, even though they're not coaching, but the communication levels open, and Craig's great at that. You know, I'm looking around the league, and there's massive change going everywhere when they didn't even have to do it. So, you know, where change is tough at times, it's exciting. And I think we're well prepared. I mean, we lost two experienced defensive positions, and we replaced them with this more experience, or the same, you know, if not more. We got a little bit faster, we got a little bit more dynamic in the back, and obviously we lost a lot of leadership, but, you know, Hamilton's a leader. DeMar is a 31-year-old player who's played in many leagues. He's experienced, and, you know, and Abdullah is an experienced left back now. You know, he needs an opportunity, and I think with the athleticism we have on the outsides, it's going to be another arsenal for us.
Coach, it's kind of a two-part question, but how's your relationship with Jason Kreis right now? And will you reach out to him to kind of how to monitor the CCL stuff at all this season?
Yeah, you know, I mean, our relationship's fantastic. You know, I mean, nothing's ever going to damage that at all. Obviously, you know, the communications level up, but we're two fierce competitors. You know, we're not going to tip our hat to the other one, but we can go out and have dinner together and operate like that. If that comes to it, yeah, maybe I'll reach out. I mean, why not? But if he's in the competition, I don't think he's going to answer his phone. And but I'm going to lean more on my staff than anything, and I feel really strong about them.
How would you compare this squad to maybe the 2010-2011 squad that made the CCL final?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I really look, and I think our team is faster. We're more athletic, more dynamic, and I think it's going to cause other teams a lot more problems than we have in the past. You know, obviously, we want to still keep that same type of possession game, but we also want to threaten and be threatening from several different areas. And I think when we put out our team, they're going to look and go, you know, who do we focus on here? Because I can put out a team right now where you got to focus on all 11. And then our bench is going to be off the charts as well. It's going to be young, dynamic, skillful, and fast. I think teams are going to really look at us as being threatening.
What spots would you like to see open competition at, or are there spots where there's open competition?
There's open competition everywhere. I mean, I think that's the beauty of, you know, possibly changing formation is competition. You know, a lot of times when you play with two forwards and you have six on your roster and they're all good, you know, people start to go, where am I going to get my time? You know, in the midfield, it's an arsenal of in the midfield right now with Pekka, Sturzer, Gill, Morales, Mulholland, Gill, Beckerman. I'm probably missing people, but I mean, it's, you know, I can throw out any three or four and have three or four still waiting to get on. You know, obviously, when you lose Nat, you lose Chris, you feel like you're losing a lot in the back. But with Alave and DeMar filling in is great. Now Aaron Ma needs to take another step in his progression to really contribute and be consistent. And then hopefully if everything works out with Vasquez and his signing, I see him being as good, if not better, with more experience than Carlos is.
So where do those all those defenders you picked up fit into the mix? I mean, well, I think you drafted or signed, you know, 4 or 5 young defenders.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, just even being at the college draft, you draft these players just because they won't contribute to the first team right away. And during every one of the meetings with everyone that we drafted, it was very clear to them that if you didn't make our first team, that would you be okay being on our USL team? Okay. Every single one of them, yes. And you know, I think the young American players are recognizing that I need to get into the system, I need to get into the environment, and prove myself. You know, our league is growing, getting stronger and stronger. The foreign signing are getting off the charts. The league is getting better. It's not as easy for a young player to come in and step in and perform. And I think they're starting to recognize that. And with the Monarchs getting 25 games, now I can go, hey, this is a guy that's played 25 meaningful games in a great environment, who's probably been training with us 60 to 70% of the time, and now you can make an impact. And, you know, that was one of the key questions that we asked all of our college draft picks. With that being said, they're fantastic players, maybe without the experience, but somebody like I've heard like 3 different things, so I don't. But you know, this is a young player that's played with the national teams, has a lot of experience that some of the other college kids don't, and it's a position that we need to fill, which is a right back, somebody that can help Tony out. That's it.
So with speed and agility, I mean, was that kind of forefront for you guys?
For a college, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Even with DeMar, I would imagine.
Absolutely. I think we did a great job of that this past year, of making sure like players like Ned, Nat, Chris were still playing at their best, even at the end of the year. But they played a lot this year, you know. So it's something that we need to have. We can stay fast, energetic, athletic, and all these young signings and young players on our team provide that.
Were the highs and the lows a little different than you expected in your first year, in terms of being way higher and way lower than?
Yeah, you know, the highs, I tried to never feel high, mm-hmm. But the lows were awful. You know, the lows were low. You know, it was, you know. But I really think that, you know, obviously the lowest low of them all was the last game. You know, no one wants to go out like that. I think it's left a bad taste in everybody's mouth. But I want to delete that game from us. I want us to learn from it and delete it, because the season overall was, I mean, unbelievable. When you lose a majority of your roster, 5 or 6 players for 2 months in the meat of summertime, you know, that's not easy. And for us to do what we did, I think is a massive accomplishment. But I'm really excited about this year. You know, I want to learn from all the mistakes that I made from last year, and put them into effect this year.
And I may be wrong, but I think I remember a year ago at this time, you're all dressed up with a tie.
Yeah.
You've loosened up a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay, you've learned you can do that.
And I got more hair a little bit right now than last time.
So heading into camp, what's the, I guess not the biggest thing, but what some of the more important things that you want to accomplish?
Well, dealing with change, dealing with the change in personnel, and then obviously trying to implement new things, making sure that the communication between myself and the players is open. Obviously, we're going to be doing some new things at times, and it's how we deal with that. You can either deal with it being scared of it, or you can accept it and really, what's the word, grab it and run with it. So I think from almost all the players that I've talked to, and I haven't spoke to all of them about possible formation change, they're really into it. You know, they're really excited about it, because I think it's going to help us with a lot of areas, and it's going to also help us with some of the deficiencies that the Diamond can also put you in. So I think they're really excited about that.
Luis Gil and Nick are with the national team, but Kyle decided to hang back. Was that just his decision alone, or did you guys encourage him to hang back?
No, that was 110% Kyle's decision. He's an amazing leader, and he's very in tune with what's going on with the team. Obviously, a lot of change. And he recognized that he needed to be here for the team to be there for when we're doing different things in training. Excuse me. And, you know, it was something he was completely – it was his choice. And obviously I loved it. But his communication with Jurgen was fantastic. They're all on board together. He just wanted to be with the team because he knows that this is a big year.
What went into giving Luis Gil that number 10 shirt?
You know, listen, he plays that position. He's an attacking – he's a attacking-minded midfielder. You know, why not? You know, it's exciting. It's new. It can give him a little bit of a breath of fresh air. You know, he deserves it. And when you put that that jersey on, there's some responsibility that comes with that as well. And hopefully he grabs it and runs with it.
Is that responsibility part of what he needs to do to step up this season?
Well, I think it's just about, you know, being an impactful player all the time, both in the locker room, on the field, after games, taking care of yourself, everything. It's about taking that next step, and I think he's ready for it.
Are you planning on any bets with players?
Any bets?
Any bets?
Not yet.
Any haircut?
You want to do one?
Well, maybe.
All right, we'll do one. I like your hair. It looks good, though. If I tried to do hair like that, it would start to fall right about here. So.
You'd be on the front page of MLSsoccer.com.
Nice.